Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This prophetic word out of Nashville, it talks about these things, right?
Actually, this is not out of Nashville, but this is actually being first reported by Bert Farias. And Dr. Mark Barclay had a vision about 25 years ago. Vision, trance, not really sure. He thought it was a vision, but others around him said he fell into trance. And he saw a lot of what we've been seeing, that there's going to be a period in time that's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times, all happening kind of simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Well, he talks about that he was at a Kenneth Hagin meeting back in 1987, and he had been the speaker the previous night, and he had stayed the next night to listen to Dr. Hagin. And as Dr. Hagin began to pray in the spirit, all of a sudden he fell into this trance, this vision, and this is what he saw. He said, all of a sudden I felt evil, as if it was surrounding me. Anger rose up in me, and fear tried to grip on me. Suddenly, something caught my attention out of the left of my eye, and I turned hard to see and what it was, and it was the circumference of the earth, and from one edge to the other, this was this horrible, black, dark cloud was rising up from the horizon, and somehow I knew it would eventually fill the entire earth. An alarm went off in me, screaming me to run away from it as fast as I could. I felt like I should scream at it to stop it in its track by using the name of Jesus. I began to rebuke it and started to say, in the name of Jesus. I didn't quite get it out, and the Lord said, that will do you no good. What? I said. The Lord said, son, you cannot use my name to stop what I prophesied. I'm not causing this dark cloud, but I did prophesy it would happen in the last days. In this dark cloud, he said, what is this? It's an evil, it's a tempestuous cloud. And he references Isaiah 61-2, but about this cloud, every evil thing you can imagine was in this cloud. It was every demon, it was every disease and sickness, bacterial attacks, even things that hadn't been discovered. It would cause humans to do things that weren't even humane. It was filled with insanity, and many people will lose their minds and their faculties. It was murder, terror, rape, abuse, terrorism, torture. And he said it was so much worse. It was filled with deceptions and heresies and perversions and filth. And some things the Lord showed me I have not had permission to speak about. He said, I also saw people, many people, some were running into the dark cloud. Some were being sucked into it, and he relates this to a shop vac that he owned that was so powerful that if you weren't careful, it would even suck up his tools. He said the suction from this cloud was so powerful that it was sucking people right into this darkness. I saw many people screaming with terror and actually being dragged into this cloud. Though they were refusing it and resisting it with all their strength, they still did not possess the power to stop it. He said, I was so disturbed when I saw a cross on someone's pocket or jewelry. I remember saying to the Lord, who are those people being drawn into this filth and terror wearing the Christian symbol of the cross? Who are these people? And they're not even resisting. And who are these people who are resisting with all their might but does not do them no good? They just keep disappearing into this horrible, evil cloud of gross darkness. The Lord answered me. He said, oh, these are those who do not have clean hands and a pure heart. They have been warned, but ignored the warnings. Some even wanted this filth as their lifestyle. I asked, well, who are these wearing the cross? Oh, the Lord said, these are the people who claim me as Savior. Many of them have desired this filth and even fought for it. They make excuses but are not excused. The ones who are resisting, though, they're resisting my prophets, and they thought they were exaggerating, that they were from the old school, and that they denied the warnings. Now that this evil has come, they possess little to no power, and certainly not enough to resist and overcome this horrible onslaught of the enemy's power. Only those with clean hands and a pure heart will be able to totally resist this. It will cover the earth. And then he says he kind of came to and continued to heard Brother Hagin, who was still praying in the spirit. And then he kind of went back into another vision. And then this is what he saw as he went into his other vision. Brother Hagin's voice became softer and softer, and he saw this. Suddenly, a piercing light hit the corner of my right eye. It was so bright that I instantly shrouded my head with my hands and arms. It reminded me of this intense light that he saw when he went to the doctor's office. And everything within me said, turn and look into it. Turn now and run into it. Yet there was this hesitation because it was so bright it seemed to shine through me. Finally, I gave a look into it. And with both eyes, I saw the depth of this bright cloud. Just like the dark cloud I had seen before, it was coming up over the horizon of the earth, and I could tell that it was going to cover the planet. I just knew that nothing could stop it. I remember, he says, I looked into it with both eyes and realized nothing could stop it, and I remember asking the Lord, what is this? What is this massive earth-consuming bright light? The Lord answered me and said, oh, this is my glory. This is the glory cloud that I showed my prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 61:1 through 2. This is what I promised, that my glory will fill the whole earth. Well, I asked, what was inside the cloud? It is filled with the greatest miracles humans have ever seen. It is filled with healing for every disease and cure for every sickness. It is the power to overcome sin and filth and to receive the truth and reject error, heresy, and doctrines of demons. It is the manifestation of my spirit. It is the full anointing of Jesus Christ and much more. And he showed me other things that I had no permission to speak of. He saw people in this vision just like before the cloud of darkness, and many people were running into it and almost frolicking in it. It was like my first response, too bright to behold, and then I wanted to run into it, and there those who seemed to want to pull away from this glory cloud couldn't. Lord, who will enter this great glory of God and enjoy the awesome power, I asked. And this is what the Lord told them. Those who have a pure heart and clean hands, the Lord answered. They are the ones who will escape the horrible vacuum of evil, the dark cloud, and be consumed with my glory. I will require you to tell these things to my people at an appointed time. We will continue to, you know, give this to you in its entirety.
We want to talk too about, you know, clean hands and a pure heart. Clean
Absolutely.
Hands and a pure heart. What does that mean? Go wash your hands.
Yeah.
You know, quit eating cholesterol. So we're looking at this word. Your mic's right. Wait, right.
Yeah.
We're looking at this word.
Pretty sure.
We're looking at this word. Sure. You know that in Scripture says, you know, who will ascend the holy mountain? Who will come before God? In the Scripture, he tells us that he that has clean hands and a pure heart. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the vision. It's the fact is.
That's right.
But what does having clean hands and a pure heart mean? And that's so important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people go, well, I go to church, you know, and I have a Bible. I don't read it. But I have one on my phone.
It.
I carry one on my a digital phone, you know, just in case I want to look up what that billboard actually means on my Bible. And because George Barna says that, 81% of church Christians in America don't even have a Bible?
Don't pick up a Bible. Read the Bible.
They have it, but they don't pick it up. And so that would be a sign of dirty hands because it's in the reading the Word of God that cleanses us. He says, wash them. Jesus said, wash them by the sanctifying of the washing of the Word. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in the Word of God, if you want to have a pure heart, you're not going to have a pure heart from somebody else reading your Bible. You're going to have it from you abiding with God. And it's over a period of time, you know, that the more you abide, and we have a simple plan for you to abide. And this is truly the way to begin to get pure hands and a clean heart, because God will reveal himself to you and begin to show you. It's at iabide.org. We have a free, simple plan for you. I'm telling you, this is so important. Because you could not stop based on this prophecy. And the truth is you could just watch it. Mm. People cannot hold back from darkness that's sucking them in. There's a lot of people right now being sucked in by just this false thing going out, but there's nothing, there's nothing for them to hang on because they have didn't know about clean hands and a pure heart. And but then you're seeing the good happen too, the best of times and the worst of times. And it's like, who are these folks? It's people that abide with the Lord.
That's right.
You know, abiding with God. We got, you know, five simple things you can do just quickly. It doesn't take much time at all. But you begin to just think, you know, this, you want to spend the, your life abiding with him. But as you spend time in his word, studying his word and just thinking about it, not reading 10,000 verses, but just meditating on it and asking God, what does this mean? And what are you saying to me? Now, there's only one interpretation of the Bible, but there's different applications. So he's not going to tell you something different than what it says. But the application at that time in your life, God could be telling you something. And so that will purify your heart. That's how you'll have a pure heart, by the word of God, the washing of the word of God. He calls it like water, the water of his word. And then in regards to a clean hands, he tells you, you know, if your eye offends you, gouge it out. If your hand offends you, cut it out. If your foot offends you, you know, cut it off. And obviously, he's, and some people take that literally if you haven't been in the Middle East lately. But, you know, cutting things out of your life. What are you touching that God says don't touch? What are you seeing that you shouldn't see? Where are your feet carrying you that you shouldn't go? And that means the, that your flesh, your body, you're submitting your body to God. You're not saying, you're not perfect. I mean, you know, the big thing is that you, the sin that has happened in your life, you're confessing it before God. You don't have unconfessed sin. You're not in habitual sin. You know, you're just, you know, you're staying clean before God. You know, you're just laying it out there. And abiding is what will empower you to do that. And if you want to be prepared, you want to be prepared because when you start abiding with God, you're preparing yourself on this journey.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.